Shalom to all. In today's office, Chol Daf Pei Vav, we are talking about the 13th line of the words Minafal. It's about a quarter of the way in. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mayim Sar Bas Miyakim Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So, where I just finished a discussion that came from a story that Reb Chiya had flax that was soaking. It was getting attacked by some sort of insect, either a worm of sorts or moths, and he had asked Rebbe what to do about it. So now the Gemara asks, Minafal Yaniva Bekisne, is it even possible that this thing happened to his flax? He tells us, and some say it was Amar Ravin Bar Shva, the Misha Albani Gaila. Now, it's not referring to when people came up with Ezra from Galus Bavel to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash. This is talking about later on when there was people living in Eretz Yisrael, the religious level started falling and they were struck by many different calamities. So when the Bnei Gaila came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Pasku Hazikin, the meteor stopped, Vazvais, and the earthquakes, Varuchais, and the strong winds, some say were tornadoes, Varamim, and thunders, Vloy Hechmetz Yenam, and their wine didn't spoil anymore, Vloy Laka Pishtanam, and their flax wasn't attacked by bugs, Vinos Chamenem, Reb Chiya Ubanov, the Cham placed their eyes on Reb Chiya and his sons that they were the cause of everything stopping. So how could it be this very same thing happened to Reb Chiya if it was because of his chus that everyone else's flax was saved? And the answer is, Kimahan Yisrusayu A'alma, his chus helped for everybody else, Adid Huloi, but it didn't help for him in this world. And this is Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, he tells us, B'chol Yom V'yom Baskol Yotzes V'Ymeres, every single day Baskol comes out and says, Kol Olam Kula Nizam B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the entire world is sustained through Chanina my son, referring to Reb Chanina Ben Daisa, B'Chanina B'ni, Dailo B'Kav Charuv M'Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos, Chanina my son, he subsists off of just a kav of carib from one Erev Shabbos to another. He was terribly poor, and so we see that even though the entire world's sustenance was because of Reb Chanina Ben Daisa, he himself had very little. So it's the same thing with Reb Chiya. And we think it's Kasan Kisa down the Mishnah tells us, Cher Shayt of a Katan Sheshachtu. If a Cher Shayt or Katan Shechted either a bird or a Chaya, Vacherim Rayan Osam, and other people saw them, they watched the Shechita, Chayv L'Chasois, that's Chayv in Kisoy, and that's because we learned in the very first daf of the Masechta, even though L'Chatchila Cher Shayt of a Katan Nalad a Shecht, if somebody watches them Shecht, then the Shechita is 100% valid. So the person who's watching them has a Chiv to cover the blood. Obviously, the Cher Shayt and Katan themselves aren't Chayv, because they're not Chayv in Mitzvahs, but the person watching them, he has to do Kisa Adam. However, Bein Levein Atzman says the Mishnah, if they Shechted by themselves, no one to watch them, and only afterwards the person came by and discovered that they Shechted it, Patam L'Chasois, then they're Patam from covering the blood. Same thing with Isis Benoi, Sheshachtoi, if a Cher Shayt or Katan Shechted the mother, let's say, Vachem Roinoison, and others saw them Shecht, also L'Shechedechrehem. So one's not allowed to Shecht the child afterwards, because the first Shechita was valid, so the second Shechita is also because of Isis Benoi. But Bein Levein Atzman, if the Cher Shayt or Katan Shechted by themselves, serve Meir Matir L'Shechedechrehem, Rav Meir allows Shechting the child afterwards, that's because the first Shechita wasn't valid, whereas Vacham Isis and Vacham Aser. However, Maid and Vacham do agree, Shem Shachat, that if a person did Shecht the child after the Cher Shayt or Katan had Shechted the mother, Shein Yosef Exarbaim, that he's not going to get Malkes. Ask the Gemara, for Rabbanon, Mishnah Resha, Deloy Pligi, Mishnah Seifa, De Pligi, why is the Rabbanon don't argue in the Resha, but they argue in the Seifa? It seems to be they agree with Rameir in the Resha, that if the Cher Shayt or Katan, Shecht or Chai or Oif by themselves with no one watching, then there's no Chiv of Kisui, but they argue that in the Seifa, by Isis Benoi, even if the Cher Shayt or Katan, Shecht the mother by themselves and no one watch them, still the child is Asr to Shecht. The Gemara says, Resha, in regards to Kisui, Yamin Chayav and Chasois, if you're going to say that we have to do Kisui Adam, Aris and the other people are going to say, Shechit Ma'aliasehi. It was actually a good shechita that was done by the Cher Shayt HaKatan, even though no one was watching them, and then people might end up eating from their shechita. So that's what we have to say, no kisui adam. Ask the Gemara, well, if that's the reason, Seifa Nami, we should say the same thing in the Seifa. Kim the Amri Rabbanon, since the Rabbanon say that also l'shechit achreim, no shechting the child after the Cher Shayt HaKatan shechting the mother, then Amri people are going to say, shechita ma'yasahi. Their shechita was valid, and people are going to end up eating from the shechita. The Gemara says, no, Seifa, Amri Besu Adloi Kamei Bayolei. In regards to the Seifa, by Asis Benoi, when a person sees that the child is not being shechted, they're not going to draw the conclusion that it must be that the first shechita was valid. Rather, they're going to say the person doesn't want meat. He's just not hungry, and that's why he's not shechting. The Gemara says, if that's your svara, Reisha Nami, why don't we say the same thing in the Reisha? Amri, people are going to say, Lenak Chatzeru Tzarech, that the reason why he's covering the blood with dirt is because he just wants to clean his chatzer. He doesn't want there to be open blood in his chatzer, but not because he's filling the mitzvah of kisui. The Gemara says, it's not valid because Shachar Ba'ashma Maikel Memar. What are you going to say if the Cher Shayt or Katan had shechted this animal in the ashma in the garbage? He definitely doesn't need to cover the blood there. And Balimlech Maikel Memar. What about if a fellow came to Bezin to ask, and he said, I realized that a Cher Shayt or Katan Shechted this animal does require kisui. If they tell him yes, some people might draw the conclusion they're allowed to eat it. The Gemara says, L'tamechol, according to your svara, Seifa Nami, Seifa as well, we'd have the same issue, Balimlech Maikel Memar. If somebody comes to Bezin to ask, the Cher Shayt or Katan Shechted the mother by himself, can I shech the child? If we tell him no, then people are going to draw the conclusion that the first shechita was valid and might eat from it. The Gemara says, you're right, El Rabbanon Akulim Milsa Pligi. Real the Rabbanon argue with everything the Rameir is saying, Vinat Real the Rameir Adamasak Lola Milsa, and they just wait until Rameir finished saying everything he wanted to, both regarding Kisui and Isis Benoi, and then they argued on him. So we further analyze the respective shitas. Bishlam Rabbanon Luchumro. We understand the Rabbanon, they're machmir. In both situations, when the Cher Shayt or Katan shechted the animal by themselves, no one watched them, Rucham require both Kisui, and they say that no shechting the child because of Isis Benoi, Okay, so that's a chumra. Out of Suffolk, we're going to be machmer. El Rameir, but according to Rameir, my time hall. Why is he lakula? Why does he say that there's no chil of kisui and there's no problem with Vaisis Benoi because the first shechita was 100% not valid? So Rav Yaakov or Rav Yechon, and the answer is machayv hayer male shechitasim mishum nevela. Rameir's machayv malkis because of nevela. In other words, when a cher sheter katan shechts an animal by themselves, it's considered 100% nevela, and therefore if a person eats from it, he's going to get malkis. And my time, why is that? So Rav Ami, he explains, that's because the majority of the actions that a cher sheter katan carries out, they are mekukalim, they're ruined, and they just don't do what they're supposed to be doing properly. Therefore, the Rav tells us that their shechita was definitely not valid, and it's 100% nevela. Normally, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Brit Rav Shua, and some say it was Rav Huna Brit Rav Shua who had said, Rav Papa, my area Rav, why do we have to say that it's Rav? That the majority of their maaser are mekukalim, afilu miut nami. We could even say that the miut of what they do is mekukal. I mean, we could technically say that the majority of the actions that are carried out by cher sheter katan actually are metukanim, they're perfectly fine, and it's only a miut, it's a minority that's mekukal. But still, we'd be able to say that according to Rav Meir, that their shechita is problematic. Why is that? Because the har of Meir chash lemiuta. We find throughout Shas the Rav Meir is always chashish for the miut. He always pays attention to the fact that there's a miut, that there's a minority, and therefore samach miuta lechazaka. We could take the miut and we could connect it to the chazaka of esloi ruba, and now we have a reiso. We have a little bit of a dent in the rav. The Gemara further explains this. Then now we have a mishnah. Tinek shenimtza b'tzado yisa. We have a child that's found right next to a dough. Ubatik biyadai, and he has some dough in his hand. So Rav Meir matayr. Rav Meir says the dough is still tahar, no problem. Acham matamin. The Chum say it's tamei. Why is that? Benisha darka shel tinek l'tapeach. Because the norm for a child to play around is specifically referring to playing around in a garbage, and there's dead shrutzim in the garbage that the child for sure touched, and so that means that now he touched the dough, and we know he touched the dough because he's holding some dough in his hand, and so the dough is tamei. And from Rav Meir we said, my time is Rav Meir. What's the reason of Rav Meir that the dough is tahar? That's because kasavar he holds rav tinek is metapchin umiyat ein metapchin. You're right. The majority of children will play around in the garbage, and it's only a miyat, it's only minority that won't play around in the garbage. However, v'isazu b'chaskas taroi medes. This dough is b'chaskas taro. The last known halachic status of this dough is that it was tahar before we discover the kid by it, and therefore, what do? Pevavam beis on top. Smoich miuta lechazaka. We take the miut that the minority of children don't play around in the garbage, and we connect that to the chazaka that anyway the last known status of this dough is that it was tahar. Vizli ruba. Now we have a dent in the rav, which tells us the majority of children play around in the garbage, and now we're not able to say with certainty. We don't have a rav over here that would say the dough is tamei. Memela, we go back to the original chazaka telling us the dough is tahar. So why don't we say the same thing by the shechit of a cher sheter katan? We can say the rav maisim of a cher sheter katan actually are metukin, and that means that their shechita would be valid. However, miut of their maisim are mekokol. We connect the miut to the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Eiver menachai. Our last known status of this animal is that it was alive and it was usher because of eiver menachai. Now we find it dead. We still have that original chazaka that it's usher unless we 100% know it's a valid shechita. Therefore, the miut together with the chazaka tells us the shechita is not valid. Why do we have to explain that Rav Meir holds rav maisim mekokolim and that's why it's nevela? The Gemara answer is because im amru safik tumah letaher. If they're going to say, meaning if Rav Meir holds in the case of the dough that safik tumah is tahar, yomru safik iser lahater, they're going to say that safik iser is mutter. In other words, this case is different because declaring the shechita invalid, turning the animal into nevela, means that let's say in the case of Isis benoi, the child is allowed to be shechted afterwards with no problems. The problem is that we still do have the miut that the first shechita was valid, and then we would have a problem with Isis benoi. In other words, let's try to explain it as follows. For simplicity's sake, let's just say that the miut turned something into a 50-50 chance. 50% okay, 50% not okay. So with the dough, even though it's only 50% tahar, since it's safik tumo, we're makel. Now with the animal, we're left with a 50% chance that the shechita was valid, but since we're dealing with the potential iser of Isis benoi, we can't be makel. And that's why we had to explain the Rav Meir hold that roiv maseh mekukalim, and then when it run into this issue, we're able to say that it's definite nevela. Says the Gemara, hayru Rebbe ki Rav Meir, vayru Rebbe ki Chachamim. One time Rebbe paskan like Rav Meir, and then one time Rebbe paskan like Chachamim. So the question is, heminayu dachrisa, which one was the later one? Did he paskan like Rav Meir last or like the Chachamim? And that would tell us what he holds halacha is, because whichever one he paskan like last, that means he retracted from the original shita. So where says Tashma, we have a raya. Both of them, they're in the marketplace of Kesari, right at the entrance of the base medrash, and Novak Rab Ami, Rab Ami went out of the base medrash, Ashkechenu, he encountered Rav Abba and Rav Zeira outside, Amrlu, he told them, Lava Mina L'chu, didn't I tell you, Be'idan Be'i Medrasha, when everyone's in the base medrash, Loita Kimavroi, you shouldn't go outside, why not? Dilma Ika Inish the Mitzchah Le'Shmaitza, maybe there's going to be somebody that needs help over there with the learning, Vasi L'Trude, and it's going to be a Tircha, they're not going to know, and you would have been able to answer them. So Rav Zeira all, Rav Abba Loi all, Rav Zeira went back into the base medrash, Rav Abba didn't. And Yosef Kamen Bahiluhu, they were sitting and asking the following question, Heminau Echrisa, which one of these psakim from Rebbe was last? Was he passing like Rav Meir last or like the Chamim? And when he heard this, Amrlu Rav Zeira told them, Loi Shavakdun Lidish Ail the Saba, you didn't allow me, meaning I didn't know about this because I would have been able to ask Saba, meaning I could have asked Rav Abba, who I was just outside. side with. Maybe he heard the answer to this from his father, Reb Chiya. And why would he have heard this from his father? Because of Reb Yechanan, his father would have heard of Reb Yechanan, Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Chiya bar Abba, who's Reb Abba's father, called to Lassen Yaiman, Kamahad Talmudic, Kamed Reb Yechanan. Every 30 days he would chazer his limit in front of Reb Yechanan. So actually, I just had a perfect opportunity to ask this question to Reb Abba, but he's not here and I didn't know this, so I didn't ask him. Bottom line is asking Gemara, my Havallah, what's the psak? What's the final conclusion? So Tashma, we have a Raya, the Shach Reb Lazar Lugaila. Reb Lazar sent the following message to the Gaila, to everyone in the diaspora. Hayru Rebbe Kreb Meir, the Rebbe Paskin like Reb Meir. Ask the Gemara, Bahak Rabban Rami Ayri. He also Paskin like the Rabban, as we just mentioned above in the Amud. Elav Shma Minah, must be the wheeling from here. Hadach Risa, the Reb Meir's psak. The Rebbe Paskin like Reb Meir was the later one, and that's where Reb Lazar said that he Paskin like Reb Meir didn't say anything like the Rabbanon. Shma Minah, that's the Raya. And continuing with another Mishnah, Shachar Meir Chayus Makam Echad. If a person shechted 100 Chayus in one place, Kiso Echad Kulon, he could just do one Kiso down for all of them. Also, Meir Eifes Makam Echad. If he shechted 100 Eifes in one place, Kiso Echad Kulon, one Kiso down for all of them. Chayav Eif Makam Echad. If he shechted a Chayah and an Eif in one place, Kiso Echad Kulon, one Kiso down for both of them. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says that no. Shachar Chayah Chasena, va'achakach Yishchet Eif. If he shechts a Chayah, he has to cover it. Then he would have to shech the bird and cover it. Says the Gemara Tanurban, we have a Braisa. The pasuk tells us Chayah. If a person has a Chayah and he shechts it, he has to do Kiso Adam. What do we learn from here? Kol Mashma. That's Mashma all Chayos, or any number of Chayos, namely Chayah Bein Meruba Bein Muetes. If he shechts a Chayah, it could be many or just a few or even just one. It would be one Kiso for all of them. Same thing when the pasuk says Eif. Kol Mashma. Eif Bein Meruba Bein Muat. It doesn't make difference if he shechts a lot or just a few. He just does one Kiso for all of them. Mikan over from here we learn Shachat Mea Chayos Makam Echad Kiso Echel Kulon Mea Eif Makam Echad Kiso Echel Kulon. Then he shechts 100 Chayos or 100 Eifes in one place. He just does one Kiso for all of them. Chayav Eif Makam Echad. If he shechts a Chayah and Eif in one place, Kiso Echel Kulon, one Kiso for all of them. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says that no. Shachar Chayah Chasena Va'achar Yishes Eif. If he shechts a Chayah, he has to cover its blood. Then he shechts the Eif. Why is that? Because the pasuk says Chayah Oy Eif, either a Chayah or an Eif. And so it clearly tells us that it's two separate chivim of kisui. So Amrulai the Chum told him, Harayu Aimer, but the pasuk says, Ki nefesh kol basar dami benafshayu. So how could you say that? Ask the Gemara, Maikam Hajulei, what were there a bun responding to Rabbi Yehuda? How does this pasuk of Ki nefesh kol basar dami benafshayu have anything to do with what Rabbi Yehuda just said? And the answer is that Hachik Amrulai Rabbanon. This is what the Rabban were really telling him. Hai oi mi bai le lechalik. This word of oi is used to be mechalik. When it says chaya, oi oif, that means if you shech the chaya, you do kisui, or if you shech an oif, you do kisui. You don't have to shech the chaya and an oif in order to be mechayiv in kisui. Either or is going to mechayiv you in kisui. And that's what the oi is for. Now, Rabbi Yehuda chalik mi damai nafka. Rabbi Yehuda learns this from the word damai, because the translation of damai is its blood. That's when the pasuk says v'shafach as damai, you just spell its blood. That's mashma just one of them. That's how he knows if you shech either just a chaya or just an oif, you're chayiv in kisui. Whereas Rabbanan, damai tuva mashma. Whereas Rabbanan say that the word damai is mashma a lot of bloods. How do we know this? So that's why they responded with this pasuk. The pasuk tells us, the literal translation of this is, for the life of all flesh, its blood represents its life, and it's talking about a whole group of things. So we see the damai is not singular, rather it's plural, and that's what their response was. Now we continue discussing this. Ruchanina tells us, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even though you have to do a separate kisui for the chaya and then the oif, still it only requires one bracha. Meaning he doesn't have to make a new bracha on the shechita of the oif. He made a bracha on the shechita of the chaya, no problem. He shechs the chaya, does kisui, and then shechs the oif without having to make another bracha. Now, Amar Ravina, the Rav Acha Breid Rava, and some say it was Rav Acha Breid Rava, or Rav Ashi, Maish Talmid de Rav. Why is this different than the story of the Talmid of Rav? The Rav Bruna Rav Chananel Talmid de Rav, Rav Bruna Rav Chananel Talmid of Rav, Havu Yasub Sudasa, they were sitting, they were eating a suda, Kaim Alai Raviyeva Saba, Raviyeva Saba, he was serving them, he was the Shamish, Amrulay, they told him, Hav Livrich, bring Sluika Bench, meaning bring us a cup of wine, Sluika Bench over it, and then Hadr Amrulay, they told him, Hav Lishti, you know, just bring us a cup of wine, we want to continue drinking. So Raviyeva Saba, Raviyeva Saba told them, Hachim Rav, this is what Rav said, Kivan to Amr Hav Livrich, once a person says, bring a cup of wine, we want a bench, it's Relay Lamishti Chamra, he's not going to drink wine anymore, because he decided, I'm not drinking anymore, rather I'm benching. So now when he changes his mind, that's considered a Hesach Hadas, it's a brand new drinking, and you have to make a bracha. So Hachanami here also by Shechita, Kivan to Itbal Lay Lakisui, since now he went to do Kisui Adam, he did Shechita of the Chaya, and then got involved with Kisui Adam, that's considered a Hefsek, it's a break, and therefore Chayv Lay Lavracha, he should have to make a new bracha on the next Shechita. So where Pesach Amin Alfan Top says, Hachi Hasha, is that really so? Hasam, over there by the Suda, Mishto Bruchi Bahada Dadila Efshar, they can't drink and bench at the same time. And therefore, when they say, we'd like to bench, that means, in essence, they're saying, we're definitely not drinking anymore because you can't drink and bench at the same time. So that's a clear Hefsek. So when they decide, you know what, we want to drink, so that requires a new bracha. But Hach over here, Efshar Teshachar Bechado, Mechsi Bechado, they could shecht with one and cover with the other. In other words, this whole act of shechting and doing Kisei Adam is really part of the same thing. So shechting, doing Kisei, and then shechting again is not a Hefsek. Pasek, and that's understanding the words of the Gemara. He technically could shecht with one hand and do kisui with the other hand. These could be done simultaneously, and therefore, even though he's doing one after the other, it's not considered a hefsek, and that's why he doesn't require new bracha when he's doing the eif. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss kisui adam, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.